Chapter 25. Jesse thought about swinging by Molly's, but decided to go home instead. He'd been checking for tails for the past couple days, but had seen nothing on the way to Marshport or Lily's or the lake. The only way somebody could have known Jesse was at the lake was if he was somehow able to track him. Jesse had put a spy app on his phone a long time ago, which left one more possibility. When he got to the condominium, he parked the souped-up new Explorer in his designated space on the side of the building, got a flashlight out of the back, checked the wheels, and slid underneath and found nothing. Made a thorough search of the inside, found nothing there either. He'd been lucky twice. Strike two. When he got upstairs, he realized he hadn't eaten and fixed himself a bologna and cheese sandwich, garlic pickles and chips on the side. And immediately thought how good a cold beer would have gone with that. They talked about triggers, people, places, things, in all the AA literature. Maybe somebody had talked about it tonight at the First Episcopal Church. Sometimes the thing was as simple as a bologna sandwich. But almost everything made him think about drinking. It was like the old joke about the psychiatrist doing a word association exercise with a patient, and no matter what word he uses, the patient always responds with sex. When the psychiatrist wants to know why, the guy says, "You keep using all those sexy words." Jesse got himself a Coca-Cola instead, caffeine-free. He'd long since decided he liked the world better when everything wasn't something free.